Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 26th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Sumner County Sheriff has released the name of a man who was tragically killed in a hunting accident.
The circumstances unimaginable. 30-year-old Joseph Austin Smith of Wichita was sitting in the front seat of a pickup truck. His hunting supplies, including a rifle, were in the back seat of an extended cab pickup truck that was parked at a field south of Oxford. At some point, Smith's dog jumped into the back seat and stepped on the trigger of the rifle, hitting Smith in the back. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Kansas City, Kansas police made a big drug bust. Officers recovered over 10,000 counterfeit prescription pills during a routine sweep of a local shipping distribution center. The drugs had a street value of around $100,000 and were laced with fentanyl. Kansas City, Kansas police said they're conducting routine sweeps with the help of drug-sniffing canines in several facilities in the area. Narcotics unit seized 150,000 pills last year and expect to seize more this year. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that 10 Kansas communities are receiving grants to assist with the creation of family resource centers. These funds, granted by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, are part of its ongoing efforts to decrease the need for families to have formal contact with the agency. Governor Kelly said the centers receiving the grants serve as community hubs with the sole purpose of supporting families in their own neighborhoods. And by providing easier access to programs and services, including job skills training, early childhood programs, and nutritional services, it sets Kansas families up for success. The Department for Children and Families awarded grants that included to Live Well NWKS for Cheyenne, Rollins, Decatur, Norton, Sherman, Thomas, Sheridan, Graham, Wallace, Logan, Gove, and Trigo counties, which was awarded $208,300. Secretary Laura Howard stated that they know that if they can help build the skills necessary for families to succeed, they can prevent the need for families to have contact with the Department for Children and Families, especially the child welfare system. She said these centers will focus on parent resilience, social connections, and important parent and child development skills, which they believe will result in fewer youth in the foster care system. Family resource centers are designed for all families with services at no or low costs for participants. The Department for Children and Family partners with the Kansas Children's Service League to administer the Family Resource Center network, and the Kansas Children's Service League will work with the communities to design and create their center. As the lead operator of the Parent Helpline, 1-800-CHILDREN, the Kansas Children's Service League offers important insights on parenting and caregiving resources that will help ensure the success of each of the family resource centers. The grants will run through June 30th of 2024, with 3 one-year options to renew. $44.5 million will be awarded to 9 service providers to extend high-speed internet to 18,468 locations in 15 underserved counties across the state. And this is the third and final award phase of the Kansas Capital Project Funds, or CPF, Broadband Infrastructure Program. The CPF program provides funding to make broadband connections in critical areas of the state that lack access to high-speed internet. The $83.5 million total CPF investment, combined with almost $42 million in matching funds, will result in more than 24,500 homes, businesses, schools, healthcare facilities, and other public institutions being connected to fast, reliable internet for the first time. Demonstrating the need and critical nature of the program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development received 141 applications for projects totaling more than $600 million. And a total of 24 projects were funded. The grant program resulted from the U.S. Department of Treasury's approval of Kansas's Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund, or CPF, Broadband Infrastructure Plan. The federal CPF program is a $10 billion capital project initiative available to states, territories, and tribal governments under the American Rescue Plan Act. It was announced on Wednesday that Camber Children's Mental Health, previously KVC Hospitals, is expected to begin accepting patients and providing care by early February at its new youth mental health hospital in Hayes. The contract agreement between the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Camber, effective through June 30th of 2027, specifies admissions at a licensed 14-bed hospital for youth up to 18 years of age to include up to 10 no-eject, no-reject state institutional alternative beds focused on patients from the Larned State Hospital catchment area. This newly renovated center will also continue to provide the psychiatric residential treatment facility services currently provided by Camber in Hayes. In the state-of-the-art facility, Camber's mental health and medical professionals will provide both inpatient and residential treatment for youth in need of intensive services to help them stabilize, build resilience, and develop coping skills so they can return to home as soon as possible and as safely as possible to continue outpatient treatment in their community. In addition to state funding, the opening of Camber Hayes is due in part to the generosity of several private organizations and the Patterson Family Foundation, the Robert and Patricia Schmidt Foundation, and the Dane G. Hansen Foundation each made significant financial contributions to support children's mental health through Camber's expanded services. Camber Hayes will be able to serve 600 more youth each year who are facing struggles with suicide, depression, anxiety, the impacts of trauma, self-harm, and other mental health disorders closer to home. Families, community mental health centers, healthcare providers, schools, and agencies seeking mental health treatment for youth can contact Camber's admissions team 24/7 at 913-890-7468. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln man, 59-year-old Manuel Gonzalez, was sentenced on Wednesday to 15 years for conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of a mixture containing methamphetamine. And he will also serve 10 years on supervised release as there's no parole in the federal system. In October 2019, Gonzalez made two sells to an informant working with the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force. An investigator said Gonzalez was involved in selling more than 500 grams of methamphetamine in Lincoln from October 2019 to April of 2021. The attorney's office said Gonzalez had previously been convicted of a serious drug felony in 2018. 26-year-old Grand Island man Ryan Rivera Meister has been charged in Hall County District Court with committing child abuse resulting in death. He has pled not guilty to the charge, and his jury trial is set to begin August 8th. Investigators said Rivera Meister was babysitting the son of his girlfriend at the time on August 4, 2016, and records said that he called 911, claiming that the boy had fallen off of a bunk bed and was unconscious and not breathing. The child was later taken to a hospital where he died, and investigators said doctors told them the injuries were too severe to be caused by a fall. After he was charged, Rivera Meister fled to Guatemala before being extradited back to Hall County in March of 2022. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, the last couple weeks has been pretty busy for you. We weren't able to do an interview after Newton, but why don't we go ahead and talk about the Tournament of Champions in Newton, Kansas.
Tournament of Champions is always very interesting because we get to see how we kind of stand up with those big schools and some of the better programs in the state, and even some state programs from out of state like Blanchard, Oklahoma, and Seneca, Missouri. And overall, I think we wrestled pretty well, but the tough part about being little 3-2-1A school, a lot of times, unless we have some accolades to our name, we don't get seated, so sometimes we just get drawn in, and some of them got a pretty nasty draw. But we competed with those tough kids, which was I was really happy to see.
And when you talk about seedings, we did have one number one seed in Garrett Urban, and he wrestled his way to the finals.
Yeah, Garrett had a great tournament, was very dominant through the whole tournament. And in the finals, he had a real tough kid from Valley Center, DeMont Mucker, who was very well known in the state of Kansas for wrestling. He was from Missouri, third place his freshman year, and then he broke his leg last year, so he didn't get to finish the state. But he's a multiple-time Fargo All-American, tough wrestler, and we fell short, I think, in overtime to him in the finals. So good week for Garrett. And then Corbin ended up getting fifth at the tournament, lost to a very tough kid from Ark City that was very tall and had a very tough match against a kid from Rose Hill and who's very tough. And we ended up losing by fall, but it was a lot closer match because we tried something at the end to try and score some points and lost by one instead of losing by one. But Corbin wrestled really well, and those were our two placers. Jefferson Otter made it to the blood rounds this year, wasn't quite able to get onto the podium.
Of course, like you mentioned, the smaller school, and there's about 30 teams there, and the Blue Jays finished in 18.
Yeah, there's 32 total teams, and that includes Newton's JV, but everyone else is 6A, 5A, 4A. And then, like I said, there's maybe some smaller schools from out of state, but I don't know what their classifications are, but they were tough.
We get back into the area, and then Thursday you dueled the Colby Eagles, and didn't come out the way you wanted it to come out, but surely you've seen some good matches there.
Yep, Thursday was senior night, and our seniors wrestled well. They wrestled a lot of matches that we had lost big earlier, and we wrestled them a lot closer, so we saw some good things as to show that we're improving because we're closing that gap on those people that have beaten us earlier in the year. And then some of us saw some people that we hadn't seen yet, and they were tough. They came out and took it to a few of us, but we're going to learn from that, and we're going to get better.
Of course, you mentioned senior night, and that was, I believe, seven seniors, including the girls. What do you feel those seniors contributed this year?
The senior class takes up half of our varsity lineup. They've done a great job setting the example for this freshman class, how we do things, how we run things, and the way that we do things as a team and as a family. So they've done a great job setting the example for those kids.
And then on Friday, you travel up to Kearney, Nebraska. And, of course, with your theme throughout the year, let's see some different folks in different styles wrestling. It's a dual tournament. It's your format. Didn't fare there as well as you'd like to.
No, we came out real sluggish, which we started the day off with Millard South, who is a perennial powerhouse in Class A Nebraska, which is no slouch when it comes to wrestling in Nebraska for Class A. We came away with one victory in that duel, which isn't very different from any other team that wrestled them this year, but it was hard to bounce back. We took a while to bounce back from that, and I hope that we learned that we need to have short memories and move on quicker so that we can bounce back in tournaments.
And then their second match or duel was against Minden, Nebraska, which they featured some pretty good kids themselves.
Yeah, Minden's tough. We've seen them twice or at Holdridge, and then we would have seen them at Cambridge if we would have went there, but we went to Goodland this year. But Minden has some real tough kids that are very competitive, and we lost some matches that were very close that we won earlier in the year, which kind of spread that duel wide open for them. So it made it a little harder for us to come back on that one.
And then your third match was against Kearney Catholic and was able to win that. Your placing match for 9th and 10th was against Amherst.
Yeah, we wrestled Gretna, then we wrestled Amherst. Gretna was really down this year, and Amherst is one of the Class D powerhouses up in Nebraska, and we really struggled. We had some injuries in that duel that we ended up giving up some forfeits, and unfortunately came down to the last match, and we weren't quite able to get it done.
Coach, this also, with your busy 2 weeks, that you've had your Wrestler of the Weeks, and who would those been?
So at Newton, we had Garrett Urban. It's been a while since we've had a finalist, and he wrestled extremely well. So he won it that week, and then the next week we had Colby Mana for the Colby duel. He wrestled really well, got us started in the duel after our one victory for a while. And then Clayton Sumner wrestled really well at Kearney. He came out and was very dominant, had 3 pins. His only loss was to Millard South, which wasn't uncommon for most teams.
Now this week you're going to have the Mid-Continent League tournament, and it will be hosted by NCHS, and this will have the two gyms will be utilized, one for the girls and one for the boys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Mid-Continent League tournament?
So the Mid-Continent League this year, the girls will be at East Campus, and it starts at 1 o'clock, and there's about 80 bouts. There will be 2 mats, and should be pretty good. It looks like there's entries in every weight, so there should be matches in every weight, as long as there's not too many scratches. And then on the boys' side, we'll have 3 mats in Stoll Gym. There's roughly 160 bouts, and it also starts at 1 o'clock. Our league is well known for wrestling, so it'll be some competitive wrestling and great to come watch.
One other thing is that Athletic Director Bill Johnson has implemented is the online. Is that still available?
I believe the GoFan app is still available to buy tickets.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck Friday when you host the Mid-Continent League tournament. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Bockelman, and good luck to all of the wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti, garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Texas straw hats, Spanish rice, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie. You're scheduled today for Norton Community Schools at 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl at Norton Community High School. Also at 4 p.m., the Junior High Wrestling in Oberlin. And at 6:30 p.m., the High School Varsity, Junior Varsity, and Girls Wrestling Duels at Smith Center. I'm Natalie Hadley here. KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 35 and a west wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, with the temperature rising to around 32 by midnight. And it should be breezy tonight, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, increasing clouds with a high near 41. And on Friday night, should be mostly cloudy, with a low around 19. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a 20% chance of snow after noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 32 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Saturday. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly afternoon. Should be cloudy with a high near 12. On Monday, a 40% chance of snow. Should be cloudy and cold with a high near 9. On Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow. Partly sunny with a high near 15. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 22. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs are set to face a very familiar opponent in the AFC Championship game as they will take on the Cincinnati Bengals coming up on Sunday afternoon in a game where the Chiefs have lost 3 in a row to Cincinnati. It's been a difficult contest each time, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes met with the media and he discussed facing the Bengals' talented defense, and he tried to know exactly what makes it so difficult for him to pass against such a talented defense in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're coached well, man. Their defense coordinator, Coach Anarumo, has done a great job of changing up the game plan. I think that's been the best thing, is very game plan specific. It's never the same. He gives you different looks out of the same look, but different coverages. And that's what I think a lot of great defense coordinators do, is they're able to coach their team up and do a lot of different stuff and variety of stuff, but still be sound in it. And I think that's what they do well. And then they have great players. I mean, at the end of the day, they have great players that are extremely coachable and go out there and do their job to the best of their ability. And so when you're at this point in the playoffs, you're playing against great teams, and it's about who can execute at a higher level.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Castor.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather. This morning, we have some cloud cover stretching from South Dakota across much of Nebraska that was making its way southeast into Kansas. We have an upper-level trough of low pressure over much of North America. A disturbance was sliding south out of Canada that may produce some flurries across portions of north central or northeast Kansas here this morning. And high pressure is at the surface, keeping most areas quiet. The main story is going to be this blast of cold air that arrives once we get into Saturday night and Sunday that will send wind chills into the single digits and teens, with highs likely in the 20s and a chance of precipitation Monday night into Tuesday. For northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy this morning with a high in the low 30s. In north central Kansas, flurries with a high in the low 30s.